Good afternoon. I was just listening to Alan and the discussion of the New York State law on gun control. I think an easy analogy would be if you look at the automobile and the change in regulations, the requirements that the vehicles become safer, that the tires become safer, that the roadways become safer, that the drivers have licenses, that they pass a basic test to get a license. Fatalities, the injuries per mile driven have decreased as the miles driven have increased. If you look at guns, it's the last unregulated consumer product in this country. There are now 10 states where there are more gun deaths per year than there are automobile deaths per year. We need to regulate guns. Only people who have passed a basic test should be allowed to have guns. Only people who continue to pass basic relicensing tests should be allowed to continue to have guns.
Hi, this is Ken McCarthy from Tivoli. This is a wake-up call to progressives. Andrew Cuomo won't shut down Indian Point, he won't ban fracking, and he won't prosecute the Wall Street predators who are devastating our economy. But what he will do is take advantage of tragedies and public hysteria to advance his own political agenda. The new gun laws, which Cuomo and a notoriously corrupt state legislator just rammed down the throats of New Yorkers, won't do a single thing to make the state safer. What they have succeeded in doing is to harass and criminalize lawful behavior of millions of law-abiding New Yorkers. This legislation and the legislature behind it is nothing less than a fraud.
Hi, Bill from Cornwall. I just want to say thank you to Joe for his excellent interview of Richard Russo. I'm reading his book, Empire Falls, outstanding author, outstanding interview. Also, your interview with Martin Roach was outstanding, too. Keep up the good work, Joe.
Good morning. This is Charlotte Dallet in Taconic, Connecticut. I've been listening to the Commonwealth Club discussing global warming. If we are serious about lowering our carbon emissions, why don't we just lower the speed limits on our roads? The president can do it nationally, as Carter did. And governors can do it locally. There will be a huge howl from the public, but it will be a simple way to reduce global warming.